Next, we have what's called the audience dartboard. The audience dartboard is a representation of different groups from the broadest set to the most specific set. So the more specific and niche your audience, the more desire they will have for your product. So let's say you're promoting a webinar marketing course and you want to create an audience dartboard for it. Let's take a look at just a quick example. The goal here is to target the audience that is in the yellow or as close to it as you can get. And the further you move away, the less the desire is of your audience, right? So think about starting an online business. They're searching about how to start an online business. That's kind of the research part. They're spending money on every shiny object on how to start. That's the undetermined action takers. Having an online business, which is kind of the newbie stage. Now we're in the blue. Now we're in the red, having an online business and looking to grow. And then yellow is purchase related training products. They're a consistent buyer and they've already purchased things that are like the course that you're selling. So thinking about starting an online business, desire. Searching about how to start an online business, research. There's no need to market there because your webinar marketing course is way too advanced. It's not even, they don't even have a clue that webinars are a thing yet. But these other ones, you've started to move in on the circles, right? And you want to market to these segments because their concerns, you can address them in your messaging and get them to buy your webinar marketing course because they're familiar with how well webinars work. They know that it's a big ticket and they know that it could really grow their business fast. So they're going to be more inclined to purchase your product.